بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن في الجنة شجرة يسير الراكب الجواد المذمر السريع 100 سنة ما يقطعها. Yesterday we read of one of the great blessings of Jannah, that those beautiful tents that will be made out of pearls in Jannah, and how huge they will be, and what great enjoyment the people of Jannah will have in there. Here we read of the beautiful trees that will be in Jannah. There will be a huge amount of trees also, and these trees, I explained how huge they will be also, and what great enjoyment the people of Jannah will get sitting under those trees. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna fil jannati shajaratan, that undoubtedly in Jannat there is a tree, and there are many trees like that. Yasirul Raqib, a person who is a rider will ride on a horse, and he will be al-jawad, that is a very strong a person who is very strong, al-muzammar, healthy, and as-sari, a swift rider. That is, that rider also will be extremely experienced and very good in riding a horse, and the horse also will be such that will gallop extremely fast. But they will carry on mi'ata sanatin, for 100 years, ma yaqta'uha, but they won't come to the end of the shade of that tree. So how big that tree must be, that a person going on a fast horse and very well groomed also and prepared, and for 100 years they will travel and they won't come to the end of the shade of that tree. And this tree is, there is quite a bit of explanation to it, the planting of this tree. On the occasion of Mi'raj, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he told him that Jannat is an empty place, and the trees of Jannat are Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So just now we all read our Tasbihat-e-Fatimi 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. By reading this, 113 was planted. So we had planted 100 trees in our Jannat. And the more we will read, the more trees a person will get. And so to say, he will be extending the size of the plot of his plot in Jannat whenever he reads these tasbihat. There are many other actions also, but with regard to these, they're so simple that a person just has to read the 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, and he has got 100 trees planted. And these trees also are so vast and so huge. So how big and how huge won't his Jannat be? And a person might think, what is he going to do with all these trees? But how long a person is going to be forever and ever in Jannat? A person in this world is also not ever satisfied. He wants more and more. A person prepares his own home. Every amenity and facility and comfort he makes in his house. When he gets holiday, this was the ideal time to enjoy his house. But now he'll go and stay somewhere in the bush, or he'll go and stay, rent a small little room somewhere. And here at home, where every child had its own room also. Now they'll go and stay in some resort or somewhere where they all have to stay together. So in Jannat, where we're going to stay forever and ever. So a person will want to experience also new places. And continuously he will carry on. He will never ever get tired or anything. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us that yeah, while we are in this world, how much more bigger and greater Jannat we want, we can get it now. And this Tasbihat-e-Fatimi, we should try and recite them after every namaz. So if we do that, after every namaz, 100 trees we will be planting. And at night before we sleep also we should read it. And this gives us a lot of strength also. A person gets tired doing his work by the recitation of this Tasbihat, ulama have written, it gives one a person physical strength also. So by reading it, then six times in a day is 600 trees that will be we will be planting, and this huge trees. وَرَوَيَاهُ فِي السَّحِحَيْنِ أَيْذًا مِنْ رِوَايَةِ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ قَالَ. And the same narration comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif also from the narrator Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. قال يصير الراكب في ظلها مئة سنة ما يقطعها. A rider will ride in that on a fast horse, Arabian horse, and for 100 years, but he won't come to the end of the shade of that tree. So this is what great enjoyments a person will get. And sitting in the shade of a tree, that also gives a person great comfort and great enjoyment. And these trees will be there, and these riwayat explain the hugeness and vastness of those trees, and which can be understood when Jannat itself will be so huge and so vast, and also that it will be there forever and ever to enjoy. وآخر دعوانا.